This is Dial a Saint, introducing St. Catherine of Sweden. While Catherine of Sweden is a saint in her own right, much of her life revolved around her mother, who was St. Bridget of Sweden. Catherine was born in 1331 or 32, one of eight children. Her father was a lawman, which meant he used his reading and writing skills to interpret and explain the laws to others when the occasion arose. Catherine's mother showed by example the practical application of her religious faith through her daily activities. Many were the trips which Bridget, Catherine, and her sisters took as they visited the sick or supplied clothing and food to the needy. She gave dowries to help poor girls so they could marry or enter the convent, and even visited girls in houses of prostitution to encourage and help those who wanted to leave. Her example of living the gospel message was learned well by Catherine. At an early age, Catherine married a Swedish nobleman. They dedicated their marriage to God, and each vowed to the other to live in total continence only as brother and sister, offering their love to God. Her husband died soon after, when she was about 19, and even though she received many offers of marriage, she refused them all. Instead, she chose to live with her mother in Rome, where the two of them, the short mother and the tall, beautiful Catherine, became a familiar sight as they made pilgrimages to the many shrines in the city and throughout Italy. Beside their many works of charity, they formed a community of pious individuals centered at Vadstena, Sweden. After the death of her mother, Catherine, who was 43, became the first superior of this new community, which was called the Brigittines. The Brigittines was a unique order because, on one hand, it encouraged the spiritual growth of its women members. It also required the presence of priests to administer the sacraments. Religious brothers and laypersons were encouraged to provide support and assistance for the nuns and priests. Each group lived separately and apart from the others, but all were under the direction of one person, the abbess. While this idea of a double monastery of women and men living in close proximity was not new, it was unique because each religious group dedicated themselves to humility and simplicity, which was in sharp contrast to the examples of some clergy at the time who surrounded the popes during their stay in Avignon, France. The order became very popular under Catherine's direction and increased to number 80 houses before it was suppressed during the Protestant Reformation. Catherine died in 1381, at the age of 49, in her first convent in Sweden. In recent times, the Brigittine order has been renewed, and its first house in the United States was opened in Darien, Connecticut. This contemplative order strives to unite all Christians through prayer and penance. Guest houses welcome people of all faiths to come aside and rest a while.